the opportunity to get the hoodie at cost, which would be $29 for everything up to 3XL. 3XL would be $31. You can purchase one at cost. And so if you want to do that, if you could, and that's putting the order in on Friday. So if I could, if you could just email me directly and just put in the subject line hoodie, tell me the size you want and the style you want, either the zip up or the pullover. And I'm happy to send the picture out, or I'll send it to Ellen. She can forward it to everyone, or Arthur. You can see it if you haven't seen it already. But we want to extend that to you all. And again, we're putting that order in on Friday morning. In terms of programming, we started our drive with the Chick Corea tribute, which really knocked it out the park. And everyone did a wonderful job. But we want to shout out our board member, Ron Pinchback, who went back in some ways to his roots as a music programmer and doing the community calendar back in the day when I first met him on H Street. And so we couldn't do a Chick Corea tribute without Return to Forever being in there. And he started us off. And it was a brilliant day of programming. As you know, again, the DC Jazz Festival, which was very kind, honored me during Black History Month. And they gave a $2,000 donation in honor of my work there. One of the major programming changes that actually worked during this drive is because we cannot have people in the building right now, Jerry and I have discussed it at length. And so we will bring back live at 5, but we're going to do it differently when we do return to it. We're going to have it hopefully be a dedicated host Monday through Friday. It will be pre-recorded and it'll be packaged, which will allow two things. It'll allow for a better product. We're going to then offer it on one of the HD channels when we get to that. But we can also then offer it to our other sister stations and our affiliate stations, because it is a good program. But I do think that if it's prepackaged and it's the same host, it would be a better product. And so in that space right now, we have Sojourner Truth 5 days a week. And if you saw the numbers or noticed the numbers, Margaret Prescott did extremely well. The last week of the drive, she was on 5 days a week. Every day, she at least doubled, if not tripled, the goal. And so that is testimony to the fact that people like what Margaret is offering. And then COVID, Race, and Democracy, our national program, is still airing, but it airs now Monday at 6 p.m. So Margaret and Sojourner Truth are 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then COVID, Race, and Democracy is at 6 p.m. Looking ahead, we have, you know, April is both Jazz and Poetry Appreciation Month. We will be again joining forces with the Kennedy Center and the National Endowment for the Arts for their Jazz Masters concert, which is broadcast now live from San Francisco Jazz. So we'll be joining. It used to be at the Kennedy Center, but with the pandemic, it is a virtual event, but we are still one of the presenters. We have April 27th. We'll be doing another day of programming dedicated to the art form, and very specifically Billie Holiday. It's her birthday, so we'll be doing that. April 29th is Duke Ellington's birthday, so we'll be doing a special day of programming on that. We also will be doing, we haven't decided on the date, but we've done now 2 years in a row what we call Jazzoetry, which is where we mix the art forms of jazz and poetry for a 12-hour period. So that will be also in April. April 30th is International Jazz Day, and there is some programming that happens through the International Jazz Day Committee, and then we have other programming from our music programmers that will be part of that day as well. We are moving ahead with Necessary Sacrifices, the Ford Theater collaboration that I mentioned before, based on the two documented meetings between Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. We'll be broadcasting that on April 15th, which is actually the day Lincoln passed away. He was shot on the 14th, but passed on the 15th. And to Marcia's point, it's directed by a wonderful African-American director. He's done a lot in D.C., his Samayani 24, some of you might know him, as well as the playwright Richard Hellison will be joining for a post broadcast discussion. And Marcia, I'm going to talk to you later, but I did bring up, we can't change the play itself, obviously, but in the post discussion, we will be speaking about Harriet Tubman and the role of women, or the lack thereof in terms of representation around the abolishment of slavery. And so, Marcia, very specifically, I'll talk to you more about that later. So that'll be, on April 15th. On April 23rd, we're going to partner with Goethe Institute, DC and New York, as well as Dresden, to present a several hour tribute to Angela Davis. A highlight of that will be a listening session. So, in Dresden, right before the pandemic opened, there was an exhibition entitled, 1 Million Roses for Angela Davis. And it was based on the 1 million roses, I'm sorry, the 1 million postcards that were sent by the East German people when Angela Davis was arrested, demanding her release. Angela Davis is a huge hero, was a huge hero to the East Germans. And so this exhibition was about that. And as part of that day, we hope to have Miss Davis herself, as well as the a listening session with the composers who did the musical installation of the exhibition. We'll also be playing, of course, speeches by Angela Davis. There'll be panel discussion. That is supposed to happen on April 23rd. And then finally, we have, thanks to Martha Peterson, we are joining forces with the American Psychiatric Association on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the mental health of African Americans. Their event happens on April 8th. We won't broadcast it on that day, but what we're going to do is we did something called, I don't know if anyone remembers, what was it called? Now I can't, it's been so long ago. Black, Red, Brown, and COVID, I think it was the title, when the pandemic first started. And we did 12 hours around what was happening in Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities around COVID. Well, we're going to do a part two that's going to deal with the vaccine. So we're going to be looking at not only what's happening in the United States with these populations, but really around the world, in terms of the vaccine. And so this, panel discussion will be part of that day, but that the date for that programming has yet to be announced. I think that's all I have right now. I'm talking fast.
Okay.
I wrote my notes down. So sorry. And I don't want to take up too much time. I'm sorry. So I'll leave it there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Katia. I'm going to go to her hand. I'm hoping that she don't have no questions for me, but, we're not going to take questions because I know what you're doing and you got to roll on. So I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. If there are any questions, I'll take the questions at the end of the meeting. Then I'll bring them forward.
Okay, if you want, I don't mind answering questions right now. I'm still waiting on, I'm in New York. That's what.
Oh yeah, I know. Referring to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call, I got a couple of hands up, so I'm going to call on these hands. Okay. First, Lucy, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how you doing, Lucy?
I don't have a question. Okay. I just wanted an opportunity to thank everybody on the local station board. This has been a phenomenal opportunity for me. I'm sorry, but due to personal issues, I have to resign. But if it was not COVID, and I just got my second vaccine today, I hope you all will follow. After everybody's vaccinated and we have herd immunity, I want to give each and every one of you a full body hug. Thank you.
And Lucy, when you give us a hug, we want to hear that you're coming back to the LSB.
Yes. Pray for me. I want to come back. And I know Katia is gone, but I want that sweatshirt with the zipper. So I'll call in.
She's still here.
Love you.
Okay.
You just email, Lucy, if you email kstit@wpfw and tell me the size you want, in the style you want, please.
I will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I loved your report. I love the station. I'm a groupie. Okay. God bless. Bye.
Okay. Take care, Lucy. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. We have another hand up. I can't tell if that's whose number that is. 3059. Is that a member?
That's yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Jerry. I'm here for part two of the management report, if you would like.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, sir. Come on. Don't make
okay.
it
long. Can I go? Are there no more questions for me?
Yes, there is. That's what I've got my hand up for.
Okay, go ahead, Ron. Okay.
Come on, Mr. Chair. Come on, man. Come on.
Okay.
All right, listen. First of all, great job. You and the entire staff, okay? Great, great job. Sound like you got a lot of great programming coming up. I just hope that you have plans for, you know, some promos, you know, for these programs, because that's some good stuff, you know, and the people need to know it's coming their way, both on the web and on our radio. That's it. Great job. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, we do. And I might even be calling on you to record a few.
All right,
that's fine with me.
Yeah. Mr. O'Rourke.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah. Okay.
Hello, I'm trying to get my hand up. It's Marcia.
Okay, go ahead, Marcia.
Yeah, thank you. Katia, no, wonderful report and just a lot of really great programming. Just wanted to mention that Verna Avery Brown was my sidekick for the pledge, and she was just phenomenal. Yes. So I wanted just to give her a plug as well. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Marcia.
Yes. And Marcia, to be clear, there were many other programmers that paired. I was just shouting out the board members that paired.
No, I know. I just wanted to take the opportunity to plug Verna. That's it. So thank you.
Okay. Any more questions for Katia before she leaves? And we go on to Jerry. Going once, going twice. Katia, you free.
I do have one question, one more quick question.
Okay, go ahead. This is your second time. Come on.
I know, but it's...
Okay, go ahead. Come with it.
Regarding the Live at 5 spot,
uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
I hear you are. Yeah.
Okay, regarding the Live at 5 spot, Sojourner Truth is doing real well in that spot now. Is there any consideration of, you know, using that for the foreseeable future? And, you know, and is it outperforming Live at 5?
Yeah, well, so Sojourner Truth is officially in that spot now, 5 to 6 p.m. And it's definitely outperforming Live at 5. And let me be clear, there have been board members that mentioned the inconsistency in Live at 5 in terms of both the talent, the level, the quality of the talent, and the quality of the interviewer, which is why we want to get the show tighter, really pre-produce it, and then bring it back. And the other part, a real big part of that, frankly, is that for the foreseeable future, we're not going to have, we can't have people coming in the studio and exposing, like, we have no way of monitoring, right? Who's got a vaccine? Who's had COVID? Right. Who's got, you know, and it puts the small staff that needs to come to our studios at risk, the more people we introduce. So for all those reasons, we have Sojourner Truth there now, and it has completely outperformed. Plus, it's a much better lead-in to our evening public affairs programming. Much better.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And our Katia, if I may add to the discussion right there, the market has changed. You know, Live at 5 was kind of a drive time show. Well, drive time has kind of gone away. You know, so things have changed out there.
Right.
And we need to adapt.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Katia, you free to stay or free to go?
Wait. I'm so sorry. I just have the quickest of quick questions. What are the colors of the sweatshirts?
They're only black. We I can answer that one for you. All
day. What I'll do is this evening I'll send the picture that we sent to the programmer so you all can see. It's like a description and a picture. I'll send it, and Ellen, if I send it to you, do you mind forwarding it to the board? Or I guess if I send it to Ellis, well, I'm not an Ellis. If I send it to LSB at WPFW, will everyone get it?
Katia, or you can send it to me. I'll send it. Or I'll send it if you send it to me. It's Ellen.
Yes. Okay.
I'll do that with a reminder that just get me your order in ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you, Ellen.
Okay. And the
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. This is Marcia. I know it's the second time. But someone has a note in the chat room. They wanted to ask Katia if she would be willing to produce a national spot about Mumia.
We've been running a spot on Mumia that we can just repurpose. We started running it a few weeks ago, and I'll ask Netfa, who voiced it. When I got the message about Mumia, I got an email because, you know, I'm on his whatever support listserv, and I asked Netfa to produce it. So I'll just ask him to produce it, but we'll say Pacifica instead of WPFW, if that works.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling my attention to that.
Okay. All right. Now, Jerry, you have the floor. Thank you once again, Katia. Jerry, it's all yours now.
Okay. We smashed through a couple of records with this pledge drive, and it's very hard to believe. Thank you to everybody on the board who helped out. Every little bit helped to make this difference. First record that we smashed through was our goal of 300,000. We came in at 63,299. Something else has happened that has never, ever happened before, or I've never seen it. Fulfillment, which is usually at around 80%. Fulfillment is at 124%. So what we've taken in from this pledge drive is over $400,000, actually $453,375. Never seen that ever happen before.
All right. Great.
So thank you. You know, as a team, we are unbeatable. There's no question about it. We've got an army of programmers. We've got a board that's an army of volunteers also. We've captured this market entirely. For us to move from position 21 to position 19 in a couple of months is unheard of. So we're doing something very, very, very right. There's been a lot of work going on at the station recently, I should tell everybody. Much of it initially inspired by the chair. Thank you, Arthur. We have the new phone system, but it's an expanded phone system that we use also for the pledge drive. And it is a very robust system in that it has a number of features. And that is, we are now able to capture or have a 100% capture ratio on messaging. The system almost works too well in that somebody will call my desk at the station, and if I don't answer it on a certain number of rings, it forwards over to my cell phone. The same thing is happening with Katia. The same thing is happening with Annette, Sataria. All of our messaging runs through and comes to us personally. And then we are also able to now track all phone calls that come in, and it's important that we do so because we've noticed that after the drive ended, a lot of calls continued coming in at 9739. So Otis's pledge system was still up, but some of these calls were people who were calling in to the call center, which was no longer operational. We've got all the numbers of those people that called in after the system was down, ostensibly to pledge. We go back, we call all of them and see if they were trying to pledge and capture those pledges on top of it. So the 453 number is going to go up further, I'm sure. Also, as regards the phone system, we now have call blocking, which is necessary because we have callers that attack the station. Sometimes they're just pranks. Sometimes they're people who target the programmers or even the board operators. Certain board operators are targeted by harassment callers, and we can block those numbers now. We also have posted in the control room the emergency phone number that we have from Metropolitan Police Department. Should we get a credible threat, anybody to call the station and really make a credible threat, we've got a threat number that we call immediately to Metropolitan Police Department, and they'll get on the case. So far, I don't think we've had any credible threats. You know, there are people who have been, you know, pains, but no real threats. This past weekend, we had a crew come in at the station to do work and install all new internet cabling throughout the suite. We're looking at making some shifts in the physical plant. We're making some adjustments in anticipation of the HD launch. And we've actually got a member supporter, Bill Weinstein, you know, who's a friend of the station. He comes to the station often. He also works for Castle Access and Alarm Systems and Camera Systems that service our building also. And he brought in a crew that pulled all new Cat 6 into specific areas for us to rewire from our transmission room to the rest of the facility. There's a line that just went in, a secondary line that went to the transmitter. We now have two fiber paths to the transmitter. You know, so we've got our standard path and a backup path. And I'll end my report by saying we had a phone servicer by the name of Broadview that was very expensive, very predatory, and their QoS, their quality of service, was questionable. We switched off of them to a new phone service provider, but Broadview is trying to sue us in collections for a debt of $5,000 and change dollars. We are challenging that because their quality of service was very bad, and they cost us about perhaps a minimum of $15,000 during the pledge drive because we lost our phone systems, not this pledge drive, but the previous pledge drive. We lost our phone systems for 24 hours because of this company, Broadview. Looks like we're going to countersue because, like we said, they cost us far more than we owe them, and a lot of people are suing them because of their bad quality of service. So it may turn into a class action lawsuit. I'll keep the board posted to see if we end up in court, but we shouldn't have to pay this $5,500. We would settle with them at, you know, some reasonable amount. You know, but they're coming at us hard, so we're going to come back at them and say, no, you know, it's not justified because the quality of service was bad. Sorry for the tech details. Last thing is, Martha, I hope you're on the call. I did have a conversation with Jerome Page, you know, and it was a great conversation. He's looking at coming on board to help us. As we had discussed before, we thought we were talking about a personnel matter. It is not a personnel matter because Jerome Page will be coming on voluntarily and pro bono. But he's looking to help the station in terms of getting grants. So I did have that conversation with him. So thank you guys for turning him on to us.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jerry and Martha. Martha. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Jerry before we move on? Because we're a little bit behind schedule now. But I want to say this at the beginning of the meeting, in case some of you did not hear it, the parliamentarian gave a synopsis on how to raise your hand and to lower your hand. So I'm just letting you know, if you do not raise your hand, I will not be calling upon you to speak until I see a hand up on the screen. So I just want to make that clear. So don't be frustrated if I don't call on you, because if you don't raise your hand and you try to speak without doing that, you will not be called on to speak. Okay. Let's see. I see hands. I see Mr. Tatum and Thomas O'Rourke. John, did you have something you want to say quickly, please?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure the chair saw the chat room. You can scroll up and down the chat room because we had something from a national officer, and I wanted to make sure you saw all the chat.
Okay. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke?
Yeah, hi, Jerry. Good evening. Hope you're feeling fine, and thanks for the report. Couple of questions, and this is coming from some programmers. It's at this point seems to be policy that music programmers are coming in individually to the station. Is it possible that single public affairs programmers could be considered to do the same thing? I mean, is there a time schedule for when this will be, you know, alleviated otherwise? Also, there seems to be between various public affairs programmers, some certain quality differences, whether they're using, whether it's pre-recorded or done on Skype or on Zoom. We're still hearing a lot of people saying, you know, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I just wondered if you were consciously or aware of that and consciously trying to do something. And then last question, and this should have probably gone to Katia, but how are the Nielsen ratings being shared with programmers?
They're not. I mean, they're available to them, but we've not distributed the ratings yet because they just recently came in. To your first question, in terms of bringing in public affairs programmers, the problem with that is the public affairs programmer requires a separate board operator, and then we would have to put that programmer into the talk studio, and we would be opening up another area in the station, which opens up another liability. We're militant about cleaning the master control studio, but we would have to do the same in the talk studio, and you're kind of opening up a Pandora's box in doing so. So there is no plan for us to bring public affairs programmers back on board. I am painfully aware of the technical issues that we've had with various shows. Some of them are recurring. Just, you know, the problems follow the personality. I'm sorry I have to say it that way. Certain people have recurring problems that is not a problem at the station end. It is a problem at the programmer end. And we're doing everything we can to accommodate that. We're going to have to take it a couple of steps further. We are entertaining the thought of providing additional equipment, you know, to the public affairs programmers, as we have already done for our news programmers. Sue Goodwin has special equipment. She has a specialized mic. Actually, all our news people have a type of USB microphone to integrate into their system. Askia actually has some production equipment at his home location. And we have actually given out some equipment to certain music programmers who are looking to do things remotely, but it has not happened yet. So the short answer, Thomas, is we have to improve the distributed technology. You know, we're doing everything that we possibly can at the station. You know, the new phone systems help. The new computers that we have for the new, for the Zoom and Skype connections help. But we're going to have to assist the programmers who want to call in or feed in their shows. There's not much more we can do at the station.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for being aware.
Okay. And Jerry, I just wanted to make a brief comment too and let you know that I don't know what happened last week. After the drive was over, there was a, I guess somebody couldn't make it and they, pulled the show from the archives and they played the show and that show was doing a players drive show and they were still asking for money. And that's why some of the people called in and was still making pledges because that show still gave the number to call out. Actually, I think it was two shows.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know that that was another reason why the players drive was over and people were still sending in money because there were two shows that were played that was still asking for money. And y'all need to straighten that out as soon as possible to make sure that an archive show is not played from a pledge drive.
Okay, and that was a slip up because the operators were told, you know, to pull a pledge drive show, I think.
Okay.
You know, but you're right. If it was after the drive, the calls would be.
Yeah, it was after the drive. Yeah. It was after the drive. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to stop here and let Mo Thomas came in to see if he has any comments. He has his hand up. So Mo Thomas, you have the floor for about 3 minutes because we got to go into community comment. Mo Thomas.
Yeah, I'm going to be very, very brief. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We've made a number of significant technical advances, as you have seen and heard. Just yesterday, we added another phone set in anticipation of getting back to normal. So we now have a desk set for air that sits next to the window. So we're kind of excited about that. We're getting some new lines at the transmitter and at the studio that's going to improve our reliability and redundancy in both locations. And with that, we are getting significant cost savings for telecom. That's been reported in the last 2 months to the finance committee, but I'll just tell everyone in general, we expect perhaps a couple of $1,000s in savings. We've been able to sell some of our excess equipment, and we're going to continue that. That has allowed us to buy some new equipment, like that desk set, but also another Comrex unit. And without getting into the technology of it, it's going to allow us to have high-quality audio on a dedicated circuit coming in either remotely or from a programmer. So we're very excited about that. So we are making advances. We just got some test equipment back from Pennsylvania today. And by the end of the week, in anticipation of other technical improvements, keep your fingers crossed, and we hope to have some good news for you in the next or two.
Okay.
Matt, and the new phone allowed us to find and capture all of those donations after midnight on Sunday. So they were not lost. All of them were captured. I think there was, about 120 calls that we were able to capture, and they got a call back to follow up on their want to donate. So we were very successful, and I believe the new system, the new phone system, made our pledge drive efforts even more successful as a result. So just to let you know, technology has played a role. With regard to the ratings, I just pulled what is publicly available for ratings, and those are the numbers that I distributed to everybody. I hope you got to see them. It's really that we've moved up in the market significantly, even during pledge drive, and we expect that's going to continue.
Okay.
So thank you.
Okay. Hang on, Mo. I got one question from Mr. Thomas O'Rourke, and then we're going into community comment. Can you make it fast, Mr. O'Rourke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, Mo. Can you explain what you meant by that Comrex addition? And you said it would make what? Public affairs programming more even across platforms or what?
Yeah. If we can do if you don't remember, we were able to do high quality audio remotes before the COVID, and we were trying to accelerate that. And so the second Comrex is going to allow us to do that even more often, and perhaps two remotes back to back, something we weren't able to do before. So we won't be depending on Zoom technology for high quality audio into the studio.
Okay.
And Thomas, you should be aware, some of the audio problems that you are hearing is when we have hosts and guests of shows calling in on the phone system. They're not able to call in on Zoom or Skype. They're calling in on the phone system.
The quality
is improved.
They're calling on the phone. It's better, but it's not as good.
My other question is the phone system. Are we dunning people that have already pledged? Does that account for 120% fulfillment, that you're literally reminding people, like they called a week before and pledged 25 or $50?
No, if Jerry reported 120% over, that was a de novo. In other words, those are, and we believe that a significant portion, about 90% of all of the over pledges were done with credit cards, such that we don't have to worry about collections.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mo. Hold on. Let me say something. I will say something, and I'm just say it one time here. Mm-hmm. I'm apologizing for what I'm about to say in advance, but I just want you to know that I do mean what I say. Thomas, you asked for one question. You put in two questions. Please don't let that happen again, sir. Because you came back in without requesting to ask another question. And to our and to Jerry Parrish, please do not come in without requesting to speak when Mo had the floor. And I know you just wanted to make another comment, but I expect for all the members to abide by what the chairman's directives are. So I apologize that I have to stop, but I'm going to stop you now because we are into community comment and we're behind schedule. And now the community has the floor at this point. If there's anybody from the community now wish to make comment, you may now do so by raising your hand and letting me know that you want to speak. Do we have anybody from the community that has any comments or would like to ask a question of anything that they've heard thus far? Okay, going once, going twice.
I would like to, I can't raise my hand. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Who is this?
This is Miyuki.
Oh, okay. Miyuki, go ahead, Ms. Williams.
Thank you, Mr. McLeod. First of all, I want to echo what Katia said. Thank you very much to those LSB members that I know of, Ron, Arthur, Kathleen, who stepped up and what they learned by doing it, some of them, pitching, and made a huge difference. And it shows that you chose to support and how you chose to support them. I know for a fact that Arthur and Kathleen not only gave up their time and their talent, they also gave their pocketbook to make sure that those make gold. And I'm really grateful for that because it's important to those programmers who don't always make gold that you made a difference, and that made a difference in the drive overall. So thank you very much for that. All this couldn't have been done without, you know, Jerry and Mo and Katia, Annette, Sataria, and Vinny, and all the great work that they did to help the programmers do what they did. So I want to thank everybody across the board. And of course, Mo, who made all those technical advances for everybody. So that was all very critical. Everybody's input really made a difference. So thank you all for that. And I hope that those members on the LSB that are able for the next drive, especially for doing it from home and not have to physically be in the studio, that if you do it from the phone, that you join, you help pitching and help Katia and alleviate some of the weight from Katia and Jerry, who are the workhorses for this most of the time. So thank you all very, very, very much. I just wanted to, and I mentioned it to already to Jerry and to others, WPFW has been without a development director for over 5 years. And that's a huge problem in terms of our advancement and growth. And as LSB members, I'm not asking you to recruit anybody. I'm not asking you to recommend anybody, but just to keep as a priority in terms of, in your terms of management of the station and making sure that Jerry, you know, help Jerry, because Jerry and Katia spread very, very thin. Whatever support you can provide them to make sure that we can get a development director in place so that the WPFW can take the next step in moving forward and growing up. So that's all I just wanted to ask you. Again, I'm not asking you all to recruit anybody. I'm not asking you to do anything other than help whatever help that Jerry may need, whether, you know, just I don't know what that would be. But, you know, Arthur's, I spoke to Arthur earlier. Arthur's very clear about what he's, you know, he feels LSB should do. I just really request that that become a priority on your calendar, that a development director get in place. And again, please, let me be clear. I'm not asking you to, you know, recommend or recruit anybody. Just help Arthur, help Jerry. And that's all I have. And thank you all very much.
Okay. Thank you, Miyuki. I'm going to Mr. Tony Leon. Are you there? Tony Leon?
You skipped a call-in person.
Okay. Call in. Let's see. I can't tell what their what the number is.
Call in user number,
number one.
Okay, I guess that's me.
Okay, good day.
And I hope I can. I hope I can be heard. I'm having a little voice problem. I wanted to bring to the community's attention that the folks who shut down WBAI in October 2019 and then brought a referendum on the bylaws that failed 2-1 in March of 2020 are back with another referendum and another bunch of money being spent that our stations could use for actual operations. The deadline to vote, the vote's not going to happen until June, but in order to qualify to vote, people must be paid, must be current members by April 7th of this year. That's what, less than 3 weeks, I think. It's crucial that anyone who wants to vote, and there's so much wrong with this referendum, you will want to vote it out. You will want to vote no, but you have to make sure that you have made a contribution of either $25 or 3 hours volunteer work since April 8th of last year. It's always a 12-month look back from whatever the record date is, and the record date is April 7th. So I can't put anything in the chat, but I'll send a note to Ellen to for distribution if she doesn't mind. And it's really crucial to get your friends and family and listeners, for those of you who are staff, involved, because these folks are remarkable in what they're doing. They don't believe in democracy. They certainly don't believe in listener democracy. They're attempting to shut staff out, not completely like last time, but they're reducing it so that there will be only two people in the nation who will represent staff. And especially when we're looking at paid staff, the stations that have the most paid staff people, which are the California stations, where they have upwards of 25 in LA and upwards of 30 in Berkeley, they're the ones who are going to be voting on the single paid staff person to be allowed on the what they would have as a new PNB. And if that staff person is gone, either due to death or illness or resignation or whatever, they don't even go back to the staff to get another representative. The board wants to choose someone who they find acceptable. So there's a lot wrong. Please just focus on that April 7th date and make sure that your memberships are current and that your friends have stepped up and made the sacrifice if need be to make sure they can vote. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm approving for that email to go out with Ellen already. So when she gets it, she'll know that she can already send it out to everybody. And I appreciate your comment and your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Next caller would be, ending with the number 3059.
You skip one. You skip one. You skip Tony Leon.
Oh, Tina. Oh, well, that's right. I called him before. I'm sorry. Hang on, Tony Leon is first. I'm sorry. Thank you, parliamentarian. Tony?
All right, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great, great. I couldn't find the unmute button before. I'm on the phone, on my cell phone. So anyway, first of all, congratulations on the drive. That's great. Those numbers were, you know, outstanding. Secondly, I want to thank the board. I'm not sure if there's anybody in particular, so I'm just going to thank the board in its entirety for the lovely certificate, appreciation certificate that I received for serving on the local station board. So thanks a lot for that. I'm going to frame it and put it on my wall. Next, it sounds like the board is receiving some good information regarding numbers for the drive, numbers for Nielsen, things like that. So that's some progress. We've been trying to get that Nielsen information for a while. The only thing left is information that people are sending in email that I think that would be helpful counting towards programming. The last thing I want to talk about is the programmers' Bill of Rights and grievance procedure process that was developed by the programming committee a few years ago. I hope that the board and management could come to an agreement on accepting that process or something similar to it, because paid staff has a union, and they have the union that can represent them and help them out when they run into any kind of disagreements or disputes. But the volunteers don't. And these two documents were developed to help come to some kind of resolution when there's disagreement. I think that it's possible that the issue with Night Wolf maybe could have been resolved. It could have went a whole different way if that, if those two processes were in place. So I would hate to see this happen again to another volunteer programmer, because the volunteer programmers, they spend their own money to come down there, their own time, their own materials, and they raise money for the stations, and they deserve something like that. So with that said, I hope that the station can move forward in developing that process. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. The next person ends with the number 3059. You would have the floor. Unmute by hitting. Okay. You got it. Go ahead.
That's me, man. This is for community comment. I pressed the wrong button. I shouldn't be, can't make a comment.
Okay. You got your hand up. Okay. Yeah. Put your hand down.
I can't. The system won't let you.
Star six.
From the phone.
Yeah. Star six on the phone. Put your hand down.
Yeah. The phone people have to lower their hand by way of the host. The host has to do it. Phone people.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
Okay. 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 Thank you very much. Do we have any more, comments from the community? Okay. Going once, going twice. Okay. I want to thank you all, especially for everybody that made a comment. Everybody made a very serious comment that was extremely detrimental to what the LSB is doing and what needs to be done. And I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate the community for their participation, because this is exactly what we need. Thank you very much. Okay, meanwhile, we're going back to our agenda. We need to hear, I'm not sure if we're gonna have a finance committee report, because Nick Arena called in with justification for not being here tonight, unless Julie wants to say something. Julie, do you want to say anything on behalf of Nick, or we can wait till next time, next meeting?
No, I'll just bring everybody's attention to the fact that Nick sent the finance committee report with a week ago in time for the meeting. If people have questions, I'm happy to try to answer them. We are, the highlight, I would say, of the report is that we're a little bit behind where the budget says we should be in terms of income. But I think for the most part, you know, a couple of things, the drive was a little later than the budget anticipated. So some of that income is going to come in. And, also we had some, major donor gifts that we thought would come in a little earlier that are probably going to come in a little bit later. Things just slow down a little bit. So, and we're working on, you know, trying to figure out what it is that we owe, Pacifica in terms of central services and get that all ironed out. So if people have questions, I'm happy to, you know, take a whirl at trying to answer them.
Okay. Actually, I just have, I had a couple of questions, but I'm going to save mine for the next meeting because it can wait in the interest of time. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for Julie? Okay. Nope. Okay. We will move on. Thank you very much, Julie. We will now go to the program committee report. Who's speaking on behalf of the program committee?
Yes, I will. Okay, this is Thomas.
Okay.
Hello. And I apologize, Ellen, if you have gotten something recently, please forward it to the board. I had some serious email problems, in fact, a virus. So the last week I've had trouble sending email, not receiving. So sending it out was a problem. The program committee met earlier this month. We reviewed the LSB show that had occurred only the previous week, late February. Arthur and Dennis co-hosted. We hope you listened in. Unfortunately, there was very few people that pledged. Arthur wanted me to convey that. That was a problem that the LSB is not pledging for our show. Makes us look bad. I don't believe we made our goal. Or did we make our goal, Arthur?
No, we were about $100
short.
$75 short.
Yeah, okay. We would also, and we need to, if it's Jerry or Jerry Sotaria or someone who can get us, we've been trying to get access to wpfwlsb@gmail.com to see, because we do on the show cite that email address as where concerns, questions, additional thoughts can be sent. We're just not sure who's seeing those. And at this point, the LSB show, committee doesn't have, access to that. Next month, end of March, just in time for, this referendum, and Arthur at this point is, co-producing that show as well. He's, we want to put together a debate between representatives of Fight Back and Pacifica Fight Back and representatives of the New Day. I've asked around. I think I don't know if we've been able to line up anyone from New Day, but Arthur, we'll talk offline on that. In terms of evaluations, we're trying to establish evaluation instruments for program director, general manager. We got some help via Martha, who contacted Ms. Dobek at the Human Resources Director, who did send us some certainly some job descriptions of both the PD and the GM, and that could assist us in creating something or handing it off to this evaluation committee that's about to be talked about, I believe. So we'll certainly have some information we can turn over to them. The programmer bill of rights is still being drafted. It's and I know what you're saying, Tony. My hope is to have another meeting next week and actually present a draft and see where we can go from that, because apparently the drafts that were submitted to the LSB, just no one acted upon it. And I think it's, it'll be before next meeting that we have a draft that we can talk about. the programmer evaluations, we are still would like to see a copy of what the self-evaluation looks like, whether it, Katia had mentioned she had it. If we could see it, that'd be great. Jerry, you could forward it if you have a copy. That's all. I guess, yes, we did talk quite a bit about, this whole evaluation thing. And I think Arthur's idea about the formation of an evaluation committee is warranted. And, I fully would support that. So any questions?
Okay. No questions. Okay. I have a comment that I want to make, I just want to make sure that the program committee, when you all meet next week, because remember I said I need to have an acting chairperson for that committee, and I believe that it's already been sanctioned by Donna Grimes that position is going to be temporary till she comes back because she's going to be out a while, and so it's going to be temporary. Thomas O'Rourke has agreed to allow Mr. Craig Hall to be that chairman. But I just want to know, let you all know before that happens, you all have to, I'm not intervening on that. This is that committee and that's you all's choice. But I would expect you all, when y'all have this meeting, this coming meeting, that you all, whether you put them in by acclamation or vote on it or whatever the case may be, I would like to have a chairperson for the program, a temporary chairperson for the programming committee before the next LSB meeting. Okay. That's what I'm
Arthur.
Yes.
I apologize not even mentioning that. Yes. I have not talked to Craig, but I did see his affirmative response. So that's perfectly fine. If you're on the call, and want to, you know, agree with that, that's fine.
Okay. Hold up, Thomas.
You have
to do it with your committee. You can't.
Yes,
I'm not telling you to do it right now on the LSB. The programming committee. You're the acting chair right now. The programming committee, because we're not trying to intervene. We're letting you all do your thing just like any other committee. So you all just have to make that official by letting the committee have their voices on it. Everybody on the programming committee is not on the LSB board. So I'm telling you to do it during the next program committee meeting, and then that will make it official when you bring it back to the LSB next month. So we're not going to do that at this time.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions for the program committee? Going once, going twice? Okay, we're moving on to